This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Talks over raising the nation's debt limit and avoiding a first-ever default have moved into an encouraging new phase. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
We just finished another good productive meeting with our congressional leadership.
President Biden was publicly upbeat after an Oval Office meeting with lawmakers, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who himself is encouraged by a shift in the talks format.
The structure has changed, so we're in a better process.
Both sides have named top emissaries to negotiate a deal, meaning the talks are now largely narrowed to what the White House and McCarthy will accept, while he says they remain far apart for now.
It is possible to get a deal by the end of the week.
The president says staff talks will continue daily.
There's still work to do.
He leaves today for the G7 summit in Japan, but underlining the urgency of the talks, he's canceled the trip's back half and will now return here Sunday instead of going to Papua New Guinea and Australia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ruled out a so-called Quad Summit taking place in Sydney without U.S. President Joe Biden. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Albanese says he understands why Biden pulled out of the summit to focus on debt limit talks in Washington, since they're crucial to the economy. The summit, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, had been scheduled for May 24th. Albanese said that the four leaders will talk at the Group of Seven meeting this weekend in Japan. He suggested Modi still might visit Sydney. The Indian leader is scheduled to give an address to the Indian diaspora at a sold-out 20,000-seat Sydney stadium next week. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
You can find the latest on all of the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As fighting continues in Sudan, the United Nations Humanitarian Response Plan is seeking $2.56 billion to help people affected by the crisis, and the UN Refugee Agency is seeking more funding to assist those forced to flee. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said that agency is seeking $472 million to assist more than 1 million people over the next 6 months. Exceptional rains Wednesday in a drought struck region of northern Italy swelled rivers over their banks, killing at least five people and forcing the evacuation of some 5,000 more. The situation prompted officials to warn Italy needs a national plan to combat climate change inducing floods.
Ma vi dico con molta franchezza che
Italy's Civil Protection Minister said the extreme weather had caused every river in the region to burst its banks and forced the evacuation of 24 towns. He added the areas of Emilia-Romagna had suffered a fifth of its annual rainfall in the space of just 36 hours. A leading international rights group and a local watchdog are calling on Pakistan not to try civilians who were involved in recent anti-government protests before military courts. The AP's Charles de la Desma.
Amnesty International and the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan issued separate statements late on Tuesday, drawing attention to the government's plan to bring supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who clashed with police and rioted across the country, to trial under military rules. Military trials in Pakistan are usually held behind closed doors, depriving civilians of some of their basic rights, including contracting a lawyer of their choice. Amnesty says it's alarming to note that the authorities have stated their intention to try civilians under military laws, possibly in military courts. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Kids' reading scores have soared in Deep South states. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Mississippi went from being ranked the second worst state in 2013 for fourth grade reading to 21st in 2022. Louisiana and Alabama were among only three states to see modest gains in fourth grade reading during the pandemic.
This has been one of the most rewarding years of my career.
Simone Hart is a literacy teacher at Schomburg Elementary School in New Orleans.
The growth I've seen in these children have given me new purpose.
These states have passed laws that emphasize phonics and early screenings for struggling kids. Joshua Lasty is a second grader.
Before we read them, we go over some words we don't know, so when we read the story, we know the words, and we don't have to sign them out. We just keep going and get the lesson done.
The aim is to catch problems with reading early. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.